219 to talk. Yeah, you running your mouth. Yeah, you running your mouth. 219 to talk. Yeah, you running your mouth. Yeah, you running your mouth.
Welcome to 219 to talk. Who I got on the line already?
Who's that?
Who we got on the line? Oh, I guess
that,
okay.
That may be LeVar. Is that LeVar?
Right. I don't know. Look, LeVar number. Hey, what's going on, y'all? This is Queenie and KD the Barber.
Yeah.
Thanks for calling in. We're at a special time tonight. We're going to have a good time. So, let me tell you what I'm going to do to the other host call in. I'm going to play a little bit of Billy Cook. Why? Because I love to. And this song right here is called... Oh, Lord, he got so much on here. Listen. Okay, here we go. Let's play Billy Cook's song. Oh, Jesus be offended. Oh, y'all got to know. We still doing this show. Now, oh, I see some other people calling in. We got the host on the line. How's everybody doing? Let me see who I got on here. Yes, here we go. And this is what I'm talking about. What's going on in the Crooked Letter?
Hey, this is Trina Ray, man. This is Trina Ray. Ain't nothing going on in the Crooked Letter. So staying away from the coronavirus. You heard me?
Oh, you better stay away from it. You better stay away from it.
All the time.
We got a couple of callers on the line. If you ever want to say something, all you do is press 1. I see a 210 and I see a 817. If you want to say something during the show, make sure you press 1 so we'll know. Uh-oh, that 210.
Okay.
Say, I'm going to get in this. Who is this 210? I know this ain't LB.
It's LB from the... I don't even know what to say with that. But yeah, it's LB. Y'all already know.
We already know. Listen, I'm excited about the show. Like I said again, we're at a special time and everything, but it's all good because we want to make sure that we provide our audience with, with good content. So while we do that, let's get this thing started with a little bit of Dre Starr saying "Cold as Ice" right here.
Yours cold as ice. You're willing to sacrifice our love.
Only you got to be our glory.
Yeah.
Dominion and power. Amen.
Come on. He paid the price. Oh, yes, he paid it. Jesus the Christ. Lord and the Savior said, let there be light.
Yeah.
He spoke it and made it. He wrapped himself in it and walked on the pavement.
On the
I'm saved by his grace. Thank God I made it into the gate. The kingdom of heaven. I do what it takes.
Yeah.
I fall down, I reverence, I fall on my face just to be in this presence. Before I was saved,
I was in darkness,
covered in chains.
I lost where the line
gets. Listen for change,
which wasn't the option.
With yoke to the game,
like a yoke on the option.
But that's when love came.
He showed me the doctrine.
The ransom he paid,
I was fought like an option.
He canceled my pain,
he into my heart.
But that's when I changed.
And I was adopted.
I'm in the body of Christ. This is my lifestyle, not a party at night. But nowadays we make the church a loud light of our lives. But it's gonna burn if it's not abiding in Christ. Being filled with the Spirit makes it easier to fight these demons that's creeping in the heat of the night. Deceiving the elect as the angel of the light. So I'm hoping that you're praying tonight. And no more gambling in my paradise like when I was whipping the dice. One touch from his blood, no more living in strife. Holy Spirit like a freight train delivered my life. I had a heart that was cold as ice. One wrong move, you could lose your head tonight. But Christ came overnight, then he stole my life. Now I'm convinced
there's no one like my God. There's no one like my God. There's no one like my God.
I've been redeemed since the Holy Spirit fell on me. I've been clean from my sins and my felonies. I was a fool, I brought shame to my legacy.
The rude and rebellious
team. Estranged from my destiny, I brought my parents' pain. That's a stain that would never leave in the fast lane. Like my name was Bill Bellamy.
Well, that's a sin that I repented. But Jesus came to my life, now I'm living.
I'm living.
I'm grateful.
He's righteous.
He turned on
the light switch.
The light to my path and my vision.
My vision.
His mercy and grace is sufficient. Enter his court and his gates with thanksgiving.
Amen.
Be added, just turn to the master and seek first that kingdom of heaven.
There's no one like my God. 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 Yeah. In the name of Jesus, there's power. Thine is the kingdom and power. Within my weakness, he is power.
Yeah.
He is mighty, my strong tower.
Strong tower.
See, life is short,
short,
but death is sure. Sin is the cause.
Welcome back. This is 219 The Talk. That was Dre Starr, Cold as Ice. How about that? Now let's get these hosts back in the mix. I don't know who the 817 is, but hopefully they'll listen in, and if they want to say something, they'll let us know. What's going on? What's going on, my people? I miss y'all. I love y'all and all that good stuff. We just had a fantastic live on Facebook, so y'all can go there and check that out. We had a special guest, LaVar Ellis, and he fits right in. So hopefully we'll have him on with us every Thursday or every other Thursday or however it goes. But we're going to welcome him to the family. All right. What's going on, LB? I hear you.
What's up? What's up? What's up?
LB, what Mary did? Did she take off with DMX?
Man, I can't tell, man. I can't tell. She's doing too much talk about DMX, man. I told her she had to go try DMX somewhere then.
Oh, I see you, baby.
Ain't no way.
Wait, wait, I need to ask her before she leaves. She can give me some chips and some guacamole when she get back, though.
Wait a minute. Say that again.
I think you need to ask her before she leaves. She can give me a back when she come back.
She wanted to ask me something when she come back?
Oh. Yes, I need to ask her before she leaves. She can give me a snack when she come back.
A snack. He want a snack. He said he needs
something.
After she come from seeing DMX, she needs to bring him a snack. That's what he said. He said,
ain't that
said
a mess.
But he's being honest. That man said, I just want to be honest. He just want to be honest, you know, get him a little, get him some crackers or something. She can get him some cheese crackers, some something,
I don't see what's wrong with it.
Drink some water.
I still got to eat. You know, maybe if I was a crackhead like DMX, I wouldn't have to.
Now,
ain't
for those
no
of you
way.
That did not tune in, for those of you that did not tune into the live we did tonight, somebody's, I'm not gonna say no names, but Mary B was talking about Jay-Z and DMX in a battle, and man, it got heated. We're not going to get into it right now, but I'm just letting you know it got heated. If you want to go check that out, just mosey on over there and check that out. Now, let's get into what's going on in these cities. What's going on in San Antonio? Talk to us, LB. What's going on? What's happening?
You know, I really don't know what's going on in San Antonio because I've been inside quarantining.
I've been inside.
So I really don't know what's going on. I am going to tell you that these kids around here, they lost their everlasting mind. These little Mexican kids out here, I mean, my God. They're just sitting outside and they're playing and everything. They're playing the Corona. They're playing tagging it with Corona. And I just don't understand what they're doing. I just don't understand
Tag, you got the Corona.
Hey, you know,
wow.
The Mexicans don't care.
Wow. I can't believe y'all. Hey, let me ask y'all.
You know, I ain't.
Go ahead.
I was going to say, I ain't got nothing against Mexicans, you know what I'm saying? I'm cool with everybody.
I love them.
But, you know,
I love them.
But, you know,
Mexicans. I love them.
Mexicans are the only ones You know, Mexicans are the only one that they be walking their baby in a stroller that's 7, 8 years old, you know what I'm saying? Big as a house, still walking. He helping the stroller push along with his legs, and they still pushing that big mug in it. So I'm just saying, Mexicans don't care, don't trip.
Now, let me tell you something. You are the type of person that say, I ain't racist, and then they ask you how many Mexican friends you got, and you be like, I got two that come to the house. That BJ come to the house all the time. You sound so, listen. I want to know the craziest thing that you have done, that you, if you've done anything you said you would never do due to this quarantine. I want to know, because there's some people doing some crazy stuff during this quarantine.
Yo, I said I would never sit in the house like this. So the fact, I ain't never seen myself sit in the house this much. I mean, my God, I'm not letting a kid like, Mama, I just want to go outside and play. I just want to go outside.
Yeah, I just want to go outside, Mama. Let me go outside.
Mama, please, Mama. Mama, please.
Well, she say, hey, I'm going to tell you something about, and you know it, you want them to go outside. You and them, they want to go outside, and you want them to go outside. That's how bad this thing is. People are desperate to find ways to separate themselves from their children. And it's so sad.
Yes, Lord.
Because with the children, right, you know, our children grown.
Yep.
So they think.
Mm-hmm.
So we're not dealing with a lot of stuff that people doing wrong. I'm glad that mine graduated before Corona, you know, touched down here in Houston. Because I promise you, it'll be a murder. Let me not say that on this recorder. But I'm telling you right now, it wouldn't be right, because I lose my mind if I had to sit there and look at you and try to figure out what to do with you. 24/7. This is like from sunup to sundown. And then
you know,
I got
to
be
mad
your teacher,
too. Every time I hear that door opening up to their room, I start getting mad. I'm sorry, y'all. I do. But it bothers me. What you supposed to be doing? You ain't got a schoolwork to do? Go on Zoom. And Lord, they eating up the whole house, Lord. They're eating up everything in the house, God. God, they didn't make enough food stamps for this. They did not make enough food stamps for this. We need extra something. I mean, my God, the kids say, can I get more cereal? Can I cook hot dogs now? Can I get this now? I'm like, dang, and you know your pops is big. Like, come on, now y'all know I got to eat too. They don't even care, Mama. And it's so crazy. It's so crazy. And I'm just done. I need more food stamps. If anybody from the government is listening, we need more food stamps. We don't have enough.
You know what? You know
enough.
What, LB? LB, you are fired. You are fired. I mean, let me tell you something. Let me tell you something. Those are your, what Mary B at? You tell her, I said, those are your kids. It's sad. It's sad that you can't deal with your children. I don't see anything good coming out of this quarantine. I know for a fact that they opening everything back up. I'm going to tell you why. Because it's a parent that's out there. See, they think that them politicians ain't parents. Them politicians are so sick of their children. So they say, we got to do something to get this place open back up. We got to do something. So it's a parent, I'm telling you right now, they got this place opening back up right now. A disgruntled parent. Now, I heard Mary B say she losing track of days. Somebody tell me. Ray, are you losing track of days?
No. I got a calendar.
Amen for that calendar. Amen for that calendar.
I ain't losing
that's
track
real,
of days.
Though,
Ray.
Ray, that's real because I walk around with a planner now.
Hey,
when
I
actually write in. Because even my alarms on my phone don't help me no more. They don't help.
No, because half time, I don't even know how to work that thing. You're talking about making a hip. I don't even know how to work it to make it beep.
Look, I lose track of days and I'm working from home.
Oh, my God.
I lose track of days and I'm working from home. I don't know what time I'm supposed to be logging in or logging out or anything for child.
Hmm.
So.
I can't do it. Mm-mm. I have a calendar, right? And I used to look at that book. I didn't look at it at all. You know, I just write some minutes, throw it to the side. Now it's like under my arm. When I wake up in the morning, it's right there on the side of the bed. I have to open it immediately. I have to remember. And look, when I'm writing stuff down, I'll write down, I walk down the hallway. I went to the kitchen. That's how bad it is when I'm, you know, with my days, because I have to remember what I did the day before. Because I'll be telling James something, JD, the barber, I'll be telling him something, and I'll be like, baby, when did we do that? Did we do that yesterday? No, baby, we did that 2 days ago. Oh, my God. I lost a whole day. I lost a whole day.
And then you can sit up and say, so what did we do yesterday, then?
Where did we go?
What
did
we
do? And I know I got to get back to the office on a regular basis, because one day I woke up and my husband goes dialysis. I woke up, I looked around me, and I went back to sleep. I woke up again like 2 hours later. I didn't realize it was 2 hours later because I got some blackout curtains in my room too. So I can't really tell what time it is. By the time I woke up, it was 12 o'clock. Then James got home from dialysis. Guess what? Back to sleep. Why?
Back.
Get up for what? Get up for what?
Well, you know what? I'm going to say something. And I'm going to say something now because Mary B isn't here. But, Lord, we got to open up something real soon. These restaurants and something got to open back up because, my God, I'm sorry, y'all, but, you know, my wife is learning. Okay, she's learning, and she's doing a very good job. Amen. But she is not the best cook in the world, okay? And I'm just going to say that right now. I pray to God she don't tune in and listen to this show later on, because I may not have a place to live. But she was cooking.
Wait. Hold on. You telling me she's from Mississippi?
Oh, God.
And can't burn?
She can burn today.
Hey, I don't mean literally.
Oh.
Look, y'all, I was working. Here, let me tell y'all the truth. I was working. I was sitting up here, and I was working from home. And I was just minding my business, working from home. She started cooking, right? And I looked at, look at my baby. She's cooking before I get off. I'm going to log off these phones, and then I'm going to get right on to eat. My baby take care of me, right? I was so excited. And then she got on the phone, right? And then she was talking to her friend on the phone and everything. And then she had to go in the room, so she wouldn't distract me while I'm working, and she was talking on the phone. So she went in the room, right? And then she come back out, and she said, babe, you didn't hear the fish burning?
How the hell
am I supposed to hear fish burning? She was like, when it gets solid, that means it's ready. How was what?
It was hot.
Help me. Okay.
She burned the fish and then got mad at me because I didn't hear the fish burn.
Okay.
It was so bad. Our son came
LB.
Down. Mommy, can I have more of that burnt catfish?
LB, it's very important. Okay, LB. LB. You know how when somebody is holding a gun and they're trying to get somebody to put the gun down? Now I'm going to have that same talk with you, LB. Just calm down.
Is there a way you can block her from listening to this show later on? Is there a way to
Mary B got that house bug. She's going to come back and repeat everything you just said on this show. Watch.
LB, I ain't the best person to be saying this, because, you know, but I learned a long time ago Women tend to hear things that you would assume that they'd never heard.
Never heard. Come on.
You would think she had never heard that, but then she'll come back and repeat everything that she heard that you said.
Everything.
So you got to. So sometimes you got to just kind of be careful what you say and where you say it.
I come to the denial stage. Okay.
Okay.
You know, I'm that one. You can catch me in the shower. It wasn't me. That's me, my job is to die all day long. Baby, I ain't never said that, baby. You know what that bird.
You are so out of line.
I'm just saying.
Listen, we're going to take a break. When we come back, we're going to talk a little bit more and just kind of fill everybody in on what the video show was like tonight. What's going on in the crooked letter? He said he never come outside, but he got to have something to share with us. We're going to share, let's see what this is. La Dude came a long way right here on 219 The Talk.
La Dude, how you feel about these people coming to us, telling us the world's going to end, and when the Lord coming back to get us?
Okay. He's coming back one day. I'ma be ready when he comes. Lord, you know I came a long way. He forgave me for what I done. The devil tried to lay me down in these trees. I was a pursuit to my enemies back in the heat. I had to make sure you could know what was saving me. You were Lord and Savior, never forsaken me.
On the battlefield, my life was tainted as an embryo.
Yes.
Guaranteed not tomorrow, faith bent like a crossbow. Undergo the suicide mission to kill my old life. The mind of Christ made me jump from wrong. Jesus is a light. So I go ground, your anointed words start to fertilize. I minimize my simple ways. You only want I have to glorify. In this simple world that I'm living in, get this devil out my body cause Jesus Christ will move in. I made a transition from thug to Christian. I was hoping and wishing that God was listening. So I changed my life. My body was a human sacrifice. God has touched me to follow him. Eternal life in paradise. Devil take flight. My life, Jesus has the copyright. Washed in his blood and I still came out white. I still have a long way to go, counting the overflow. Sitting back waiting on Jesus, man, you already know.
Come, he's coming back one day. I'ma be ready when he comes. Lord, you know I came a long way. He forgave me for what I done. The devil tried to lay me down in these trees. I was a pursuit to my enemies back in heat. I had to let know you could know what was saving me. You my Lord and Savior, never forsaken me.
Let me clarify my simple ways I have to modify. Justify myself being Jesus who I glorify. Testify to the Most High, my past life is sabotage. Evil cover, camouflage, the devil in his entourage. It was a major transformation, God, I'm facing. My Heavenly Father forgave me for my sins, love I'm embracing. Not forsaken the fear of the lost beginning of wisdom. Exercise my faith like I was in a gymnasium. In the auditorium, my King James on him. Let God rain on him, decode a Dane on him. Like Abraham, Lord, take the name on him. No restrain on him, God's son, hide the plane on him. Lord, for your mercy and grace that protected me. Your devil conjuring up another scandal while you sweating me. Maybe because I changed my life, giving God all the glory. Cross our head, came to me, so I love you, go on and tell your story.
Come, he's coming back one day. I'ma be ready when he comes. Lord, you know I came a long way. He forgave me for what I done. The devil tried to lay me down in these trees. I was a pursuit to my enemies back in heat. I had to let know you could know what was over me.
Way from fighting off them battle cries. Turn my life around from the streets of those who telling lies. Thugs try to vandalize, think it's cool to advertise. Get themselves in trouble and have the nerve to try to compromise. Looking for some alibis, why they have to verify? Tell me how you justify the reason for you taking lies. Guess you wasn't thinking straight, just trying to fix your dinner plate. But those are the type of things that my Lord would never tolerate. I had to get my life straight, my soul I had to renovate. Cause Jesus is the only person I think I should impersonate. Or should I say just simulate? Let me just elaborate. Anything less than the best is just second rate. He's my favorite heavyweight, best there is to innovate. Watch me as I demonstrate, just to keep you thinking straight. CS3, we never hate, we just here to educate. Praise up on his name, in the end we congratulate.
Come, he's coming back one day. I'ma be ready when he comes. Lord, you know I came a long way.
219.
Welcome back to 219 The Talk. Listen. LB,
I love you.
Yeah.
You know I love you. But I just want you to be careful, okay? From now on, be careful, okay? I know that the children are going to try you and try your patience. But I'm just here to give you an encouraging word that if you just hold on just a little while longer, everything is going to be all right.
Amen, amen. I received that. I received that. You know why I received it so well? It's because my sister-in-law is moving into Houston. And I told her, you know, when she moved, that we could drop the kids off at her house, you know, because I know she wanted to spend time with her nephews, because I'm sure she missed them so dearly. And she said, well, I have to get settled in first. And I was like, well, the kids can help you get settled in. You know, I was trying to reason with her. And she was like, no, I'm going to get settled in first. And I was like, well, we got settled into our house with the kids with us. And then Mary told me, because they're our kids, baby, that's why. So I understand that I can't just put them off on just anybody. We have to actually take care of them ourselves and raise them ourselves. I understand now. I understand. It took a minute, but I got it.
All right, just checking, because Mary B don't look like she's trying to be playing no games with you.
I run things over here. You know what I'm saying?
That's what I'm talking about. Put your foot down.
Where Mary B at? Where Mary B at?
She went to go find DMX somewhere. But you know I run things over here. Okay, when that foot go down.
Okay.
When that foot go down.
I'm gonna take something just a few minutes and say, girl,
baby.
You are something else. You let that man run you, girl. This
baby,
is awesome.
Let me explain something to you. And I'm gonna just explain this to you one time. That's called barbershop talk. See, when you're in the barbershop, you can be whoever you want to be. You're bad as me.
I can't go to the barbershop because of Corona.
Now, when you get home, you might be quiet.
I got to get it out somewhere.
Exactly. That's why I call it barbershop talk.
Okay.
So I understand, me being a barber, I know them brothers that talk like that when they're at the shop. But when they home, they quiet as a church mouse. And ain't nothing wrong with that.
Okay, I got a topic. I'm gonna put this topic on the table.
Cause you be high when the swelling go down.
Yes, it will.
Yeah. Listen to me.
Is it okay to break up with somebody in a text message?
What?
It depends on how crazy that person is.
In the immortal words of Trainer Ray, what the what? Isn't that what Ray said?
Ain't that
show up
on?
Go ahead, Ray, talk about it.
Oh, yeah. Hold on one second. Let me bring mine out. I think it's okay because that's just me now.
Okay,
well, actually, no, I ain't gonna. Let me, you know, because, you know, I really don't. Me personally, I think it's okay. That's just me being funny. But sometimes I think it's better to just tell them directly, stop drinking. And you tell them directly, you kind of can see the response on their face or in their face. You can see the response in their face after you tell them, look, girl, I think this is over with. I ain't got time to be playing with you because I'm tired. You're here eating all my food and I can't get nothing to eat. And these kids, you know, my nerves. I'm just saying.
Look.
Oh, that's just me. That's just my thought.
I think sometimes that's the safest way to break up with somebody.
I was just going
to
say that.
Because sometimes you may be in danger.
There you go.
If you try to break up with somebody.
I was about to say the last time I broke up with somebody.
There's an element of danger involved in some situations when you try. Some people ain't going to let you break up with. And the best way you can break up with them is over a text message. But you better have your stuff packed and moving.
Yeah,
they know where you live. Yeah, clean the house out.
Go to the store.
Yeah.
Clean the house out. Then text.
And then text them that you're gone.
Because guess what? Your property is going to be considered collateral damage.
Yes. Have all your stuff you want.
She's going to burn it up.
Yeah, have all. Hey, look here.
He's going to throw it out the window.
Hey, what is that called? What was that when Angela Bassett burst the car? What's the name of that movie?
Waiting to Exhale.
A Waiting to Exhale moment. You don't want that with your stuff.
Mm-hmm. So the best thing you can do is pack everything that you want that's near and dear to your heart, put it in your car, and as you're pulling out the driveway, leaving, text them, hey, I don't think this is going to work out. And just keep
it
on the road.
It ain't you.
It ain't you.
It ain't me. It's you.
Yeah, I'm out of here. I'm about to vamp this camp.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, that means I'm gone.
Out of there.
Hey, you ain't got to be scared. You ain't got to put your bags out. If you, like LB say, if you running things, that's what it is.
Hey,
no,
we already know what the legitimacy of that is. So, look here, I would advise you not to take LB's advice because he over there on thin ice as it is.
LB over there about to choke some kids to sleep. That's what he over there.
LB ain't but one eye swell away from. Never mind. Mary B got a left hook that won't quit.
Wow.
And LB going to find out about it.
Okay, another topic. I got another topic.
Look, you ain't
got
to be scared for something to happen.
Baby.
It'll just happen. Whether you're scared or not.
Okay, I got another topic.
Uh-oh.
For the men.
Talk to me.
Your woman cooks you a good meal.
Right.
Taking care of the house. She handling her business. Hello?
Yeah, I'm listening.
I'm listening.
Okay. She handling her business, right? Your mother come over to her house, to y'all house.
Right.
And get rid of her food and put her food on the table.
So wait, what do we mean by get rid of? Because we shouldn't be getting rid of no food around here.
What kind of damn scenario is that?
This lady, mother-in-law, comes over and cooks for her son because she say that the woman
food ain't good enough.
What do you do?
You want to know what I'm going to do?
Well, see, me personally.
I'm talking about each
personally.
One of y'all. What?
Well, first of all, let me start this one off, fellas. I got something to say about this because this is the craziest thing I ever heard of in my life. First of all, I'm going to tell my mama, I'm not married to you. I don't live with you. I need peace in my house. Don't come over here with this mess no more. Now, I may eat my mama's food that time, but that'll be the last time. And the only reason I'm eating the food because she put my wife's food gone somewhere.
Yeah.
Now, if she threw my wife's food away, it's going to be a bad misunderstanding over there. I'm going to have to tell my mama, look at you out of line, girl. I love you, but you're out of line. Now, I'm going to say it in a respectful manner, but this can't happen. Because the thing is, I got to live with this woman right here. I don't live with you. My household days with you is over with. I'm married or significantly involved with this other woman, and I got to, you know, be mindful of her feelings and her circumstances. Mama trying to get you killed as a damn son.
Okay, Ray. I'm listening.
Well, me personally, you know. Well, see, me personally, you know, being that that's my house and that'll be my wife, you know, if I'm married at the time, it's my wife. Okay, she got to respect the house because she can't just come in there just throwing food around, even though it ain't
her
house.
Exactly.
You know what I'm saying?
There it is.
I mean, I'm going to say it in the nice possible way as possible, but, you know, that's just where it got to be.
Yeah, I'm being respectful, but, Mama, you trip.
Yo, I mean, I feel how I feel because I'm a big guy. You know what I'm saying? I like to eat, okay? What can we just put it all on the table? You know what I'm saying? Let's
put it all on the table.
Let's
double
it up.
It'll be gonna
let's it. Double it up.
Let me say put it all on the table.
LB said put it all on the table.
You on a suicide mission, LB, because you're going to get killed by Mary B, or you're going to kill yourself over there trying to eat Mama and Mary B food.
Two hams on the table. Ain't
yeah, two hams. You can't eat two glazed hams.
You better fall one of them up.
Mom. Your blood pressure is going to be 300 over 300. You're going to be on the verge of a damn
what
stroke.
What you say, Ray?
I started laughing because he said the blood pressure is going to be 300 over 300. That's going to be a straight heart attack.
Yeah,
you're going to
be a walking stroke victim.
Now, LB.
Yes.
put that food. You both put that food up if you're gonna come from that angle.
Yeah.
Put that food.
You know, I mean, I'll take fix your plate and put a little something in each plate, and then you know put the rest of the food up. Then we got leftovers, and ain't nothing better than leftovers. We all know
that's
we love
right.
leftovers.
But LB, you still avoided the question.
What's the question?
Exactly.
You avoided it. Your mama come in there and throw out, and we just heard how you feel about Mary B. cooking. So she coming
in. No, hold on now. Now, hold on, wait, because there is some things that Mary B. cooks really well. Okay, I wanted to pick on her today because she burnt that catfish, and I was upset because I really wanted that catfish. But there is some things that she cooks really well. Now, my mom would have came in today and threw away the food and came up with some more food. I would have said thank you, Mama, and I appreciate it. But,
okay, you say thank you, Mama, and you appreciate it. What you going to do about Mary B. going upside your head?
Man, I told y'all, man, when I put my foot down, I told y'all
it's going to be hard to enjoy them oxtails with a swollen lip. I'm just saying.
Yeah, especially if they're hot and got gravy on them.
Yeah, yeah.
And they heavily seasoned.
Yeah, you're going to have hot sauce running out the side of your swollen lip.
They'll be going to be on the floor sleep with turkey juice outside his mouth. LB, let me find out.
Yes.
Let me find out. All right. Another scenario.
Yep. Uh-oh.
I guess this is the...
scenario.
Another scenario. You dating a girl, and you know she crazy.
Well,
hold on.
Oh, okay.
You seeing the signs. You get home. Y'all don't live together, but you get home and she's sitting in your living room. You ain't gave her no key. She got a copy of your key while you was asleep.
Call them loud.
How do you get her out your house?
Wait, hold on. Give me that scenario again, because you, wait a minute, hold on. Give me that scenario again.
Your girlfriend done broke in your house. I mean, it's sitting in your house.
She was there. She was broke in.
Okay.
You said it right the first time. She going to jail. And I'm talking about jail. Yeah, her ass going to jail. This other
you
there.
You wouldn't think
in.
That was that's flattering for her to be
pursuing
you like she didn't clean your whole house up.
She's going to jail, dude.
Now, see, that's some of that, what's that movie, Martin was in, where he woke up and she was downstairs cooking. Yeah.
Yeah. It's going to be a line between 11 and 8.
That's gonna be an issue for me because I wake up and you sitting in my house. I understand you and clean up everything. I appreciate that, but you got to go. I'm like JD the barber. You got to go to jail today because if you get in my house and you snuck around my whole house the whole time and clean up and I ain't woke up one time, you might try to kill me. You got to go.
Yeah, you got to go. You're going to
jail.
You're going to
jail. That means so long with you.
You
ruined
the day
of the day.
Have any of you ever been in a thin line between love and hate situation?
Let me tell you something about me and red flag. I adhere to them. When I start seeing stuff like that, I start looking for the extra sign. You ain't got to give me no whole bunch of damn signs. I'm looking for the extra sign, and I'm going to get my black behind out of here. You not look. Let me tell you something. Crazy don't just sneak up on you. You see it way before it get right up on you.
Crazy
don't just sneak up on you. You keep on turning your head and let crazy get closer and closer. If I see crazy across the street, that's close enough for me. I'm through with you.
What about you, Ray?
Well, I'm gonna tell you in the past, when I was in. I think I was in Oklahoma or Georgia. I was in the Army, and I did ignore a sign. I did because this girl I was talking to, I ended up breaking up with her. And I was like, look, this ain't going to work because I ain't got time for no foolishness, blah, blah, blah.
So I drove off. I look up in my rearview mirror. Every corner I turn, she turned. I said, what the what? So I thought, I kept going. So I thought I lost her. I go over to this neighborhood and this I went to this project area in this neighborhood, and I went to go visit a friend, another female friend, and I heard, I was hearing some knocking at the door. I was hearing, wait a minute, let me say this. I was hearing some knocking, but it wasn't at that door. It was down at the end of the apartment. I heard some light knocking, some closer knocking, I said, in my mind, I said, is she knocking on every door in the apartment complex?
Damn right.
This girl knocked on every door until she found me. From that day forward, I said, see, I cannot ignore those signs no more. I'm like JD, you can't ignore those signs. Because that right there, see, when you got one that follows you and will come and knock on every door at the apartment complex till she finds you, something ain't right.
All right. LB, what you think?
Something ain't right.
Y'all know I'm still crazy. When my ex-wife was crazy.
I thought she put him in a chokehold.
I was going to say, we might need to talk about it. Let me tell y'all something, man. I tell people all the time, it ain't nothing you can do with crazy. Your certification don't cover that kind of crazy. You fool around not to have your certification together and get the wrong kind of crazy, and you end up in a world of hurt.
Oh, the 5 o'clock news.
Let me tell you something. I have had two relationships where I call the law, and I'm 6 foot tall, almost 300 pounds, and I call them police. I ain't got no problem with it. You call me what you want to, but you won't call me hurt. I bet you that. I'm gonna call the law. I ain't got no problem with it.
Yeah, hey, look, I'm gonna tell you, JD. It's good you call the police first, because. It's good you call first, because if she called first, you going to jail.
Exactly.
You going to jail.
Guess what? Both times I called the police on a girl, she stayed there like she was big and bad. And guess what? When the laws got there, they ran her name, and she had warrants already, and she went to jail both times. And as they handcuffed and walked off, I just closed my door and went back to bed. Yeah, I will call them. I'm notorious for calling police on them. I ain't got no problem with
you. Because you know they'll lock you up.
He's threatening to call the police on me.
And if I have to, I'm coming to every court date. I'm going to tell the judge you're a minister to society, and I'm scared for my life. I think you need to be locked up. And I'm taking it to the end. We're going all in with this one. I'm coming to every court date. I ain't missing no court date. I'm coming.
I feel for my life. I'm scared to death.
I feel for my life. She a minute. Look, Ray, she a minister of society, and I feel for my life.
All the time. They're going to say, sir, what's wrong? I'm going to say, look, I got the STD syndrome. He's going to say, what's the STD syndrome? Scared to death.
For real. I'm with you. STD, yes, sir. Scared to
death. Scared to
death.
Y'all crazy.
Yeah, I'm going to do like them women. I'm going to make up a story. I'm going to tell the judge she's been beating on me at home.
And cry like a baby. I'd be like a soap opera. I'm going to
cry real tears. I'm going to
cry
real tears right there in front of the judge.
What? You better hope I don't have no lip when I walk in there.
Some women won't let you break up with them, bro.
Uh-uh.
They ain't gonna let you. Yeah, well, you dead gone. Uh-uh. Look, it's some women right now, Ray, don't know whether I'm still dead or whether I'm dead or alive. let me tell you something. I disappear out their life like smoke. You don't know where the hell smoke is. It's just gone. That's how I do. I disappear like smoke out your life. I ain't got no problem with it.
I want to hear LB. LB, what you got to say about it?
LB over there scared to death right now. Mary in the background with a hammer and a knife. Hammer and a butcher knife.
That is not the truth. I said that LB talk.
Mess with him.
Hey, why you use your inside voice, LB? What's wrong? You scared? You in the closet now? You in the closet on the show?
Y'all better leave LB alone.
LB has me charged on the show, baby.
I'm having one tonight.
Whispering with a candle. He got a candle in one hand in the closet. Baby, he got a candle in one hand in the closet and whispering with the other. This boy, if you don't. Hey, do I need to pick up over there, LB?
You should come out of the room with a camo belt with a knife stuck in the side there with a hammer on the hook.
Yeah, there it is. All you got to do, LB, is look, tap three times and I'm going to send the proper authorities over there and get
you. Why you always see? Mary B is not over there beating on LB.
No, she's from Mississippi now.
Okay, enough. Let's change the subject. Now.
I have a question.
For Mother's Day.
Uh-oh.
I'm going to bring up the same topic because I want to hear the crew. For mothers, if your wife, you and your wife don't have children together, but she is a mother, do you get her something for Mother's Day? Because I've heard men say, I'm not getting you nothing for Mother's Day because you ain't my mom. So, Mother's Day is this weekend. What's going on? Let's start with Ray. Ray, what you think about it?
You would start with me, wouldn't you?
Yes, I would.
Well, you know, me personally, you know, if it's a mother, regardless of my mother or not, and she got kids, yeah, I ain't got no problem with that because she is a mother. She being a mother, but, you know, one girl just told me the other day, she a friend of mine, she pregnant. She said, what you going to give me for Mother's Day? I said, nothing. She said, how come? I'm a mother. I said, the baby ain't here yet. You ain't mothering nothing. I said, you just holding the baby right now. I said, so I ain't got to get you nothing. So what you mean? So she kept telling me, I am a mother. I said, you ain't mother nothing. The baby's just sitting inside chilling, floating around in water, waiting on you to just push him out. And you talking about you a mama. You ain't mother nothing yet, so I can't get you nothing. But no, I'm just saying, right. If you a mother and you taking care of your kids, I feel you should look out for them, you know. Give them a little something, a little card or something. Tell them get on about their business.
Get on about their business.
Get on about their business.
Then LB can finish it off if he can talk.
LB, are you still there?
I'm still here.
Y'all gonna leave my son alone. I mean it.
Well, yeah, that's what we gonna do.
Okay.
My thought on this matter, fellas, is, I'm with you, Ray. If you are a mother, whether you're a mother of my child or we are together and you have other kids, but you are a functioning mother, I'm still going to get you something. I still think you should be celebrated and, you know, acknowledged on that day. Now, the thing is, my wife and I, we don't have kids together, but she has kids.
Right.
And she been getting Mother's Day gifts all week.
Yes, I have.
So I don't just celebrate her on just that Mother's Day. I've been celebrating her all this week. So that's the kind of person I am. She's been getting gifts everywhere we go. She pick up something. So I ain't tripping. I tell her, go on, get it. Whatever you want, that's part of your gift.
So I
wholeheartedly believe in that. Now, when Mother's Day come up, I'm going to take care of my mama, her mama, if she come over here. My sisters who are mothers, you know, I take care of all the mothers. I'm going to feed them. I'm going to have something for them, all of them, on Mother's Day because I think all mothers should be celebrated. You know, as long as they are functioning and taking care of their kids.
Right. Taking care of their kids.
Right.
All right, LB, what's up?
I mean, I totally agree. You know, I definitely give Mary something every Mother's Day. Try to surprise her where she don't even expect it. Try to let the kids go out and pick something up for her and everything like that. But also, furthermore, you know, I respect all mothers. And plus, I have like several of them, you know what I'm saying? My godmother, I got my mama, I got my spiritual mother. You know what I'm saying? I got mothers I got to take care of too. So, you know, Mother's Day is an expensive holiday for me. But yeah, I think we have to respect all women whose mothers, because parenting is not an easy job. I realized that during this quarantine, that parenting is not an easy job.
Right, exactly.
Mother, what do you realize?
Your mom?
Queenie.
Oh, Ray was saying something. Go ahead, Ray.
Well, I was going to say most people don't realize, or especially guys, don't realize how hard of a job a mother has. Because a mother can't take a break. A mother can't stop being a mother that day. Mama's got to be mama every day. So every day, I don't care if the child is one all the way up to 60 or 80. The mother, as long as the mother's still here, the mother's always going to be a mother regardless of what the situation is. So some guys don't realize how important that job is, because the guys would get the child for a few minutes, but the mama's got them for a lifetime.
Right. Talk about it.
Yeah, that's true. Well, I feel that, you know, with being a mother, I know every day you should be doing something to honor your mother or something. But I thank God for that day, because we look for something that day. While we're mothering, we don't really look for anything, you know. We trying to handle business. We trying to make sure everybody else is taken care of. And I think that on Mother's Day, when that honor comes in, and that, you know, that respect, or just showing that honor for what we sacrificed. Because I had to tell my children, I said, you don't know the time that I had to put my pride down, you know, just to make sure you had shoes. I had to, you get what I'm saying? I had to really just forget about how I would look if I got over here in the food stamp line, or if I had to go and get a handout. You feel what I'm saying?
Right.
But I wanted to make sure that you ate. And my kids, they always tell people how sometimes I didn't know they knew, but sometimes I wouldn't eat so they could eat. You see what I'm saying? And sometimes, you know, it's important for us to, not just on Mother's Day, but to just reverence our mother.
Yeah.
Because you'll never know all of the sacrifices that your mother made for you.
Exactly.
And it's some folks whose mother really left them. I mean, walked out and left them. Left them with relatives when they were born, gave them away. They being raised by their aunt, but they think their aunt is their mother. You see what I'm saying? So it's like motherhood is a blessing. Motherhood, and it should be celebrated more often than just on one day.
Yeah,
because it's such a powerful role that a woman plays. She's birthing a whole world into existence.
Right.
You know.
Right.
Without a mother, nobody would be.
Right.
Nobody.
Right.
And so I think sometimes we take that for granted.
Right. Yeah. Some guys I've watched and listened to them disrespect their moms, especially they don't realize, you know, guys go to jail. Who out of everybody, a guy can go out here and be with a woman, kick it with her every day, right? But if he go to jail, a lot of women tend to turn their back. But that one woman that's not going to turn their back is their mama.
Is that
no matter what the situation
is. She's going to talk noise and everything.
She's going to talk noise. She's going to fuss and cuss. But mama going to be there to accept phone calls. Mama going to be there to accept letters. Mama going to be there to comfort you when you need to talk to somebody. But that girl that you were talking to, and you treated her like a queen, she out there talking to Joe Blow around the corner, or little nook-nook
around
the corner over there.
Right. She can find the next best deal. So you look, before them people even get through stamping your paperwork, sending you to jail.
All the time. You're right.
You ain't even went to court yet.
That's right. You ain't went to court. Your ink ain't, what they said, the ink ain't even dry yet.
Yeah, he ain't went to court yet, and she already messing with somebody else.
Well, but no matter, Mama gonna say, baby, what you need, baby, what I need to do, what I need to do, who I need to talk to.
And she gonna set a little money aside in her little pocketbook.
That's right.
Mama be looking at. Let me tell you something about my grandmother. My grandmother used to take her old medicine bottles. We used to think my grandma took a lot of medicine, but what she was doing was rolling that money up, putting it in the medicine bottle. Cause she knew nobody knew. They just thought it was medicine. Plus, you got some thieves in your family. You got that old notebook that's stealing.
So
she had to find creative ways to have a stash. So when we came to visit, she always had a $5 bill somewhere. Some of us would get lucky and get a 20 if we had some good grades. But she always had some money stashed somewhere. So I wanted to bring that up because a lot of mothers on Mother's Day don't get the respect and honor that they deserve. And another thing, and I know that people say a woman can't be the man, the father and the mother, but let's be real. In actuality, a single mother
sometimes
is doing both jobs.
They are.
She's doing both jobs. And I hear men say it all the time. A woman can't raise no man. Shut up. Because it's a lot of fathers raising daughters, raising women.
Right.
So we really need to just step back and deal with our own situations and be the village. Like we always talk about that on my other show. Be the village. Be the village. And mama, she'll go out there, teach him how to cut the yard. She'll go, you take that trash out. Yep. Now go get you a job. You ain't going to sit up in my house. She'll push you out of the nest and say, get out of here. But she'll feed you through the window. It's just some crazy thing mama do. But you'll get out there and get it done. So we're around the end of the show. How about that? All right, go ahead, Ray, sign out.
Hey, this is Trainer Ray down in the Dirty Sip on 219 to talk tonight. I want to let y'all know, thank y'all for coming out. If you ever need to reach me, you can call me on my cell phone, 662-497-6807, or you can hit me on my emails at fitnessevolution350@yahoo.com, or you can hit me on my link for my photo page, photocreationsllc.net. Thank y'all for joining us, and come back and see us next time.
All right, come on, LB, sign off.
Yeah, what's going on? It's your boy, LB. Thank y'all for tuning in to another episode of 219 The Talk. If y'all happen to catch my wife on Facebook or anything, do not tell her anything about this episode. This episode never existed. Amen. Yeah.
All right, JD.
Anyway, this is JD the barber. Y'all catch me on Saturday night at 7 o'clock on JD's Man Cave. You'll get some in-depth man-on-man talk. We sit around and talk about the things that men need to sit around and talk about instead of just sitting around drinking beer and chilling. We need to have some strong black men conversations. So we have those on JD's Man Cave. 7 o'clock Saturday night. Make sure you tune in. And
347-826-9424.
Right. And this is JD signing off. Brand new draws and all. We'll holler at y'all next time.
All right. This is Queenie. Have a good night. We love you. God bless.
Peace.
219.